And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy sitting in here with you tonight on WWCR, around the world, on the transmitting showcase, Joy of the South, right out of Nashville, Tennessee, with Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. And we're live here on the month of July, and it is the ninth day of July in the year 2006, moving right along. Have you ever thought about the U.S. national debt? You know, they got a clock that you can go on the internet and take a look at it. And if you do, get ready for a financial shock. Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot continue without an economic fall coming soon to a neighborhood near you. You better be ready and prepared. I can remember my dad talking about the 1929 crash. We had another financial calamity in the year 1907. And that's the year that began the end or the financial bankruptcy of the United States of America. I don't know whether you know that or not, but it is official that the United States of American government is in bankruptcy. That happened in 1913 by one of the most well-spoken of presidents in the history of the Union, and that would be Mr. Roosevelt. Happened in 1933 that we declared bankruptcy. It's all a public record. You can go and check it out. It is one of the most open, well-kept secrets. The best place to hide a needle is right out in the open in a stack of needles. And that's exactly what they've done. It is a marvelous invention of deception. Well, have you ever read the 47th chapter of the book of Genesis with the statement, "When money fails"? We spoke of it a couple of Sunday nights ago, and we are going to entitle our message tonight as "The Jekyll and Hyde Deception." The Jekyll and Hyde Deception. You don't want to miss the next three messages. It's going to take me 3 hours plus, and it won't do it justice to cover this financial crash that's coming. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to make 1929 or all of the other crashes of the past the world money markets are coming down. And you say, well, that's sad. No, that's planned. Did you know that we have a planned third world war that is already beginning right in front of our eyes, very subtly? We are being drawn into purposely. The Bible says when you see Jerusalem compassed with armies, right now Israel is crossing into the Palestinian territory. America is crossing into Iraq and threatening to cross into Iran, another oil-rich kingdom, as well as Syria, and perhaps some other oil-rich kingdoms, and the clash between the Christian, this is under the guise of Christianity, ladies and gentlemen. It's all coming by a introduction to the Third World War, which was planned, and I have stated in the past on some of my messages that Mr. Albert Pike spoke of this in a letter, and this letter mysteriously has disappeared, ladies and gentlemen, but nevertheless, it's a stated fact, and his plans and morals and dogmas are therefore a continuing financial crisis with the people becoming subservient or conditioned to accept the New World Order or the international rulers that are ruling behind the scene even as we speak. It's already happening. And you will need to know how to survive the coming financial crash or crisis that's coming. I'd like to go back and remind you about Joseph. Joseph put together one of the most amazing systems of how to gather, control wealth in the world. When men of great minds read the 47th chapter of the book of Genesis, they get an idea of how systematically Joseph tightened the noose around the known world, where that he confiscated not only all of the surrounding nations' money and wealth for food, he also did it to the people of Egypt. They finally surrendered all their money. They came to him and bought with their monies. The economy was prospering. They were doing quite good until the 7 years of drought. Now, 7 years of drought. Folks, we're fixing to have a financial drought. Not for bread and water, but for the disguising of the lie to look like the truth. Do you know about the symbolism of a certain play that was written, became a movie, The Wizard of Oz? You spell Oz, O-Z. And what is the symbol for ounces? Oz, O-Z. What is measured in ounces? Well, gold. Joseph knew all of this back then. This plan is an old plan. It has been rehashed and reintroduced upon the financial districts of the world, controlled with the power of those who control the wealth of the world. Remember, Joseph, under the pretense of serving the people of Egypt, enslaved them gradually. It wasn't overnight. First, they gave up their monies for the goods, and that's what we do. And then they began to ask him for more credit, and he suggested that they put up some collateral, which was their cattle. They did that, and their flocks. They did that. Egypt became controlling of the flocks and the cattle. They already had their money. And then came the final confiscation by the system devised by Joseph that he would claim their land. Now, that's the final straw that breaks their back of any nation that has to give up its right to its lands. Did you know that when gold is measured in ounces, it is the just weights and measures recommended by the Bible, and yet we've been on a money market exchange through the Federal Reserve. We're going to talk about the Federal Reserve in part two. We're going to get into, that's why that we have called this series the Jekyll and Hyde message, because simply at Jekyll Island, and I told you that this started about 1907, well, in 1909, when there was a formation of a committee appointed, we'll get into that, and they begin to explore and search for certain things that could give us some financial stability. No, that wasn't what it was for. It was to take us off the standard gold market, or gold exchange, or just weights and measures, silver and gold, and put us on a paper market of worthless paper, and then confiscate all of the silver and gold, the true wealth of measured money, to pay a debt. You can only pay a debt through silver and gold. So then, this symbolism was written into a play that became a movie in 1937, written by Frank Baum. It was a Jew that wrote this, naturally. And his mind is framed within the symbolism of how to control wealth. And I believe that he did some reading in Genesis 47 with Joseph, the great mastermind of how to bring a nation to its begging knees in time of need. Now, if there is a manufactured time of trouble, and that's what the Third World War pretends for, obtaining total, complete control, because, you see, ladies and gentlemen, they've already got all the wealth. Did you know that 3% of the world's population control 97% of its wealth? America is in dire straits and will not recover from this noose, this heavy noose that was hung around her neck in 1913, when this system that was already written about came into being. Well, what is the yellow brick road other than the bars of gold that were kept as the nation's wealth? It was a symbol of its wealth and prestige and honor. So therefore, we have the characters that appeared in the Wizard of Oz. The Wizard, I like that, don't you? The ounce of wizard, the wizard of ounce, let's say. They took all of the silver and gold and created a character known as a straw man, which represents the fictitious. Well, what is fiction? All capital letters is legal fiction. A person the federal U.S. government created with the same spelling as your birth name. But instead of spelling it in a legal way, they spelled it in a legal fictitious way. Therefore, they created what is known as the straw man. Now, they're just drawing from the resources of some of these great minds. And I'm going to tell you how the mastermind of the International Federal Reserve System that operated, it took its orders from the London Financial District, which has enslaved all the people of the earth in a financial burden and bound to eventually give up their last possession, which is their land. Did you know that most land could be confiscated right now if all the debts were brought in? Let's talk about the debts here just for a moment before I go on into the hidden symbolism of the Wizard of Oz. Now, let me show you something here. On April the 12th, in the year 206, which was a Wednesday, the national debt at that moment was $8 trillion plus dollars, almost $9 trillion. This is national debt. This is what is outstanding to be collected by the international moneymakers as of today. $8.4 trillion and growing at a rate. Now listen to this. This is what astounded me. Under the Bush administration, we are borrowing at the rate to sustain our bankrupt government, and we're going to get in on one congressman that spoke on the floor of the Senate of our congressional records. It is there on record where he proved that the United States was in receivership and that the trustees were the elected officials which were using the straw man that has been thought up long time before it was ever enacted, ladies and gentlemen. This came upon us very subtle. Remember now, after the legal fiction of a person that the federal U.S. government created as a straw man of your birth name in all capital letters, remember that the straw man wanted and requested from the Wizard of Oz, what did he request? A brain. Well, let me repeat that. The straw man asked for a brain. Ladies and gentlemen, do you figure that they know that the dumbness of our people, that we had a lack of a brain? The symbol of the straw man is that he's a straw man with no brain. Well, it's a no-brainer that if this is worked to perfection, that the straw man from the Wizard of Oz asked the wizard, as he made his appearance before him, his request was that he wanted a brain. No juristic person or legal fiction paper corporation has a brain because he or she has no breath of life. What did he get in place of a brain? A certificate. A birth certificate for a new legal creation that he would exist not as the real person, but as a fictitious person in all caps. And therefore, you are a certificate of legal fiction. All caps. Oh my. Now, he became so proud of his new legal status, plus all the other legalisms he was granted, and now he becomes the epitome of the brainless stack of straw who was given a certificate in place of a grain of common sense. Isn't that amazing? All this was demonstrated in a play. Now, enter the Tin Man. He makes his appearance. Tin Man, T-I-N, does a taxpayer identification number bring anything to your mind? The poor Tin Man just stood there mindlessly doing his work until his body literally froze up and stopped functioning through the heavy taxation. The Tin Man was the tax identification number placed on this legal man, but taxed the legal fiction man, the straw man. The straw man didn't have enough brain to figure out what was going on when the IRS was created. This is what this was all about. He worked himself to death because he had no heart nor soul. You see, we've got away from the commandments of Almighty God. We've gone a-whoring because we pursued the endless dream of wealth, pie in the sky. But we work ourselves, run ourselves literally into the ground. Nations have been destroyed through these tactics before, and this nation is set for destruction. There's coming a time when the financial markets in America will stop producing. Your IRAs, your worthless paper, your Federal Reserve notes, your FRNs, will become worthless as it was in Germany at the fall of Germany. A wheelbarrow full of Dutch marks could not even buy you a pack of cigarettes. Well, why is it coming to that, Pastor Buddy? Because the final plan of the New World Order is to induce a submission straw man through the working of the Tin Man when he stops functioning. In other words, when they exact everything that they can get from a poor, tired, overtaxed, overworked nation of people. And ladies and gentlemen, we are almost at that point through the national debt, which totals, all totals, $46 trillion. I can't even begin to comprehend. If you stacked bills, $100 bills, from here to the moon and back, you probably would get a close understanding of how much money we're talking about here. Because it's amazing. Now, the heartless and emotionless creature, robotically carrying out his daily tasks as though he were already dead. Joseph exacted everything that the Egyptians had in their possession, down to the point of actually controlling everything that they had, including the land. And that's what the New World Order, brought about by these great men that knew the symbolism hidden within the Wizard of Oz that wrote this and publicly displayed it before the straw man who had no brain and the Tin Man who would pay the exacting of the illegal tax imposed upon a people. Until this heartless and emotionless, you see, we have been conditioned to sit idly by while earthquakes kill literally millions of people. While famine rages across the land, kills literally millions of people, and it hardly makes the headlines in the news. We're so conditioned to all of these disasters that come, that when it comes upon our nation under the guise of a terrorist attack, that's all it's going to take, ladies and gentlemen, to declare martial law. And then the straw man becomes the man that is made for the fire. The Tin Man has already frozen himself out of the picture. Through his enslavement, he has worked himself to death because he had no heart and soul. And He's the ox pulling the plow and the mule tolling under the yoke that I told you many times about, that blind Samson, the blind, heartless, straw man of Israel, who has the right to its property and to its produce and to its wealth in just weights and measures. But we've been given, since 1933, the gold standard was taken away, and in its place came into operation a fictitious character that started printing our money and setting the exchange rates and placing upon it a fictitious value, because a Federal Reserve note will never pay a debt. It wasn't intended to pay a debt, because debt needs to grow where interest can be imposed upon the debtor. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that usury or interest that is charged by the banking system is illegal according to the biblical application of truth? People will say, Pastor, but this is the real world, and get out of that old Bible, that's old-fashioned, and you need to get away from that stuff, because that day ain't going to ever happen. Oh, yes, it will. This nation has accumulated so much interest debt to the international banking system. Where did the international bankers get the power to lend money to the government? Where did they get all their money? The question is, the heartless and emotionless creature, the United States, instead of honoring and worshiping its creator, became a victim of the creature, and they worshiped the creature, which is the power and the love of money, generated in a way that the international banking, these are brilliant minds, ladies and gentlemen, and they want you to be ignorant of the procedures of international banking. Not only local banking, your banking is served. It's a nice place to put your wealth. Isn't that amazing? We trust banks and to harbor our wealth and to protect it and to keep it from the wolves, when they themselves are wolves dressed in three-piece business suits with highly shined intellects that sit behind their desks and greedily devour the stupid, ignorant straw man and the overworked tin man as he comes in and plops down and borrows money at an interest rate that will never be repaid and creating a debt. The ox pulling the plow, or the blind Samsons, the heartless, emotionless creatures trudging along under the burden of taxation by the international bankers, who have no plans of taking away the burden of the debt. $46 trillion. Now, the banks could quite conceivably use a scenario like this to call in millions of home mortgages within 60 to 90 days. Or you could risk losing your house through some sort of default that had been written into the mortgage contract that most people never read. Have you ever read your fine print mortgage contracts? I doubt it. Did you know that just like Joseph foreclosed on the last possession that the poor Egyptians had, which was their land, that when it came out that the government of Egypt controlled all of the wealth of the nation and the people became servants to their cause. And when people serve the government has been taken out of its rightful ownership of serving the people. That's what it was for. But you see, government has become big government, Big Daddy, and they have talked people into willingly submitting to a legal fictional character as the straw man that has no brain. And ladies and gentlemen, it's a no-brainer here. He begged for a brain. And yet no brain was given to him. You know what was given? Debt. A debt, a fictitious debt was thrown at his feet, which the Tin Man, which represents the tax identification number system, that they have taxed us until the point that we are now the blind, dumb ox pulling the plow and toiling under the yoke. Man, the taskmasters, every once in a while, gently oil the Tin Man. And here's what they do. They canola oil him, not virgin olive oil. They have convinced the health food industry in the world that canola oil, rapeseed, ladies and gentlemen. Now listen to this. This is amazing how that we can fall for this, how we can be so blind and stupid, and yet we are. We have been given to all the bodies of our Tin Man, where we have stamped into our system to pay and toll and work and labor and tug and chase the elusive dreams that they promise us, the pie in the sky. They gnaw us, they oil us nightly or daily with the oils that cause our bodies to break down, our organs malfunction, and we get sick, and then we go to the health system that is designed to exact right before death. They bring every conceivable medicine to pour down you to increase or to enlarge the symptoms of your sickness. We're filled with beer and whiskey and wine. We are filled with genetically modified foods. We sit at the table and become fat and sick and disillusioned. And we reach up to the wizard, the government, and beg for a brain. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says you reap what you sow. If you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. We have sown to these taskmasters who said that they would protect and they would honor us, and they pledge the allegiance, which in most federal institutions of government halls is illegal now to even say. We can't even say the Pledge of Allegiance without offending someone in the country. Our Christian heritage, our Christian integrity, our Christian morals, our hope in a risen Savior has been taken away, and now it is the government, just like the government that Joseph was in charge of in Egypt, which exacted upon the straw man that had no brain. The Egyptians had no brain, ladies and gentlemen. You see, there's nothing new, anything new under the sun for what his peace already been. Joseph invented this ever-encroaching big government upon the people until Pharaoh, the supreme leader of that known world, became the supreme being, and the people humbly submitted to the taskmasters. But then things change. Did you know that the Bible says that other pharaohs replaced those who did not know Joseph, and Joseph's seed and Joseph's people, the house of Israel, and they begin to exact upon them the same measures of the Wizard of Oz scenario written in 1937. Isn't it ironic that in 1913 we had the formation of the Federal Reserve, and that in 1933 all of the just weights and measures was recalled, and we went on a fictitious piece of paper that is not even worth the ink that is printed upon it. And we had to pay for that. It's an ingenious, grand design by the master of deception, Satan, and his children, the international Canaanites. Did you know that the masters kept the tin man cold on the outside and heartless on the inside in order to control any emotion or feeling that might arise, the potential emotional feelings that might arise, that they kept him outside in the cold, and on the inside, they controlled any emotion that rose up. Do you know that that's what they're doing today? Now, finally, we have the cowardly lion. He was always too frightened to stand up for himself. Remember, he gathered his tail up and stood very, very frightened of the slightest movement. Of course, when he had the advantage, he was a bully, and he had a big mouth. When it came to picking on those smaller than him, well, the international Canaanites have long convinced the Christian world that they are the chosen people to lead us into the marvelous new kingdom. This is the Antichrist kingdom that is coming to a neighborhood near you. I said on December the 23rd in 1913, President Woodrow Wilson, I'm going to speak on the plans of the New World Order, how it was planned 100 years in advance, or perhaps maybe even thousands of years, if we keep track of Babylon. We know that Joseph himself was a master at using the system that was designed strictly by Satan. See, Egypt represents darkness, and Joseph was a master instructor and a master teacher. And so, to gain or buy time, he devised for the Pharaoh a system that has been copied repeatedly, where that the nations of the world can confiscate all the wealth and even the land that we stand upon, and then we became a ward of the state. 1913, December the 23rd, 2 days before Christmas, when all of the, or the majority of the body of the Congress and Senate had gone home, President Woodrow Wilson sold the American people of his generation and all future generations to the globalist bankers, who to us this very day continue to prey upon the vast majority of the straw men and the tin men with their slavery called usury. And if we ever intend on taking back our country from these scumbags, we have got to eliminate or outlaw the Federal Reserve System, and the way to do it is to prosecute them through this nation's racketeering laws and through this nation's monopoly antitrust laws, and then to disband, dismantle, and return all assets to their rightful owners, the American people. Did you know that the United States went into bankruptcy in 1933? Listen. Most people, listen to this now. Most people believe, including myself, 15 years ago. Now, this is saying a lot of how stupid that the straw man can be without a brain, working himself to death, trying to support legally a system that has branded him as a fictitious person. They don't even deal with you as a person. They deal with your straw man. They still believe it. This name, Federal Reserve, is somehow part of the federal government structure. It's very erroneous to think that. However, for example, the Rockefeller family is supposedly behind the Chase Manhattan Bank. The Rockefeller family acts as a proxy for their European relatives, the Rothschilds. They are all ultimately the same family with many similarities between the names. I'm telling you, we are in for a hard time. We're coming to a financial disaster. We're bankrupt. And we have ridden on the back of paper money till the nations of the world abroad, who at least operate with some security of a just weights and measures like the euro that is spoken of in Europe that will rise up and will defeat the American dollar. The American dollar is already dead. All she needs is to be buried with the life's rights. Politics. Big money. Ladies and gentlemen, most of your congressmen and senators that go to the halls of our justice to write its laws or to amend or protect have now fallen into the hands of the financial brokers of the world. Did you know the Bible said that the love of money is a root of all evil? Did you know that the United States went into bankruptcy in 1933? Let me give you the presidential executive order. 6073. 6102. 6111. 6260. And the Senate will report this to you by public record if you will ask for report number 93-549, pages 187 and pages 594. Well, it's all in, but you say, well, Pastor Buddy, we're not bankrupt. We're the largest producing nation. We're the largest consumer nation. We're not the largest producing nation by far anymore. We are the largest consuming nation. We consume almost 40% of the world's petroleum. We run to and fro. We eat, drink, and we're being merry. We are a nation now of service people, service-oriented. Our steel mills have been taken down. Ladies and gentlemen, unless we get some foreign infusion into the car industry, which is our major, major manufacturing employment here in America, outside the Defense Department, which is the largest, the private corporations are going down the drain because the plan is to appoint a receiver in the bankruptcy. And in 1950, it declared all bankruptcy and reorganization by the Secretary of Treasury appointed a receiver in the bankruptcy, Reorganization Plan Number 25-5, USCA-903, Public Law 94-564, Legislative History, page 5967. Secretary of the Treasury of the Governor of the International Monetary Fund of the UN, Public Law 94.
Listen to the words long written down when the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured a hundredweight and penny pound, when the man comes around.
His name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.